Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Months later, and pull what time it feels.
You know what? Right, you guys are a bunch of cynics. We're going to break.
Let's do
Bye.
It.
All right. Radio Taboo, when we come back. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. And I also have a story to tell. As we are here on 104.3 FM, the new FM home for all things South Florida sports, which means it is time to introduce for the first time ever on these FM airwaves the number one game on this side of the Mississippi. That is Radio Taboo. Just to give you a reminder of how things work on this Radio Taboo, Vlad will be competing against Jay Fig with Leroy as the all-time guesser. A word will come on the screen in which Vlad or Jay Fig will use whatever term they can other than the ones listed to get Leroy to guess the correct term. Whoever gets Leroy to guess the most correct terms following the two rounds is declared the winner. You guys understand the rules?
Ready?
See.
All right, let's give a coin flip. Which one's going first? I'm about to flip a coin. You guys let me know. JFig ladies first, so heads or tails.
JFig call it. She won last time.
Okay, all right. The winner defending champ, Figgy?
Tails.
Tails. All right, we will flip our coin. Call it in the air. I don't know. It was a remote. So, Figgy, you go first.
What? No, wait, no. What?
No. That works. I think Leroy can't even hear anymore. Tell me more.
This guy sings Stevie Wonder. What the hell's going on here? Day. Oh, boy.
All right, well, Leroy is doing his best Stevie Wonder impression. Oh, boy. We will go ahead and present it. That means, Vlad, you will be going first. I will put 60 seconds on the clock. Do we have any game show theme music while I set up this timer here? Well, there we go. There we go. The jam is playing. 60 seconds on the clock. Leroy's blindfolded, ready. JFig is monitoring the screen to make sure no words get said. Let's start off with word number one. Boom, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Local.
Let's go.
Bat. Glove.
Baseball.
Fish.
Marlins.
Boom. All right. Word number two.
Greatest cornerback's child.
Shedeur Sanders.
Woo! Good one there. We are streaking along. Number three.
My cousin.
Van Day.
Should have put that word. Three in a row. He is on
the
fire,
people's champion.
Four.
The people's champion. People's champion. Might have been your neighbor at the time. He's an actor. He's a movie star.
Oh, The Rock. Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, we got the last 10 seconds in. He hits four. Let's go.
Your boy. Your QB. Back
Bernie
when you
Kosar.
Were, there you go.
Oh, we have time for one more. Will he get it?
I was just about to say the second word. All right.
But an impressive showing nonetheless. Five points for Leroy.
And Spirit five Leroy, points for don't Vlad. Let me down.
Listen, that was impressive.
Don't let me down. You're the one that's guessing.
I couldn't say the word. I'ma just say this. Jennifer.
Yes. Your microphone's a little bit to your left.
You were good, man. You were good today, Leroy. That was good.
My
was
guessing good. Is on point.
That was good. He almost got caught up.
You did amazing. You did amazing.
So it'd be your words that'll point me in the right direction.
Well, you know what? Words do mean words.
Hold on. Words do mean words.
Who said that craziness?
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, the drink of Celsius. Yeah. The drink of champions. By the way, shout out to the Celsius guys that I saw on Saturday at the Dolphins-Jaguar games. It was great.
Oh, okay. I thought you said they were bringing us new flavors. Because I was in the building yesterday.
Not yet. They didn't put in a request yet.
Not yet.
Every year they bring new stuff. They ask me and Toby.
All right, well, listen.
Go ahead, J-Fig.
We're running out, so make sure we get some more Celsius. In the meantime, let's get some more words. J-Fig, are you ready?
Not really. I'm kind of very distracted by the news that just broke. Let's go.
Really?
I'm very distracted.
Do you think it will correlate with an album or anything along the lines
of that?
Well,
there's already an album release in October, so.
I drafted him on my fantasy team, so his ass better score touchdowns.
Ooh, no way. He's actually going to retire now.
I would, too. That's a billionaire.
I would, too. Okay, let's go.
I would, too.
All right, go ahead.
All right, word number one. Ready? 60 seconds on the clock.
I'm scared.
Go.
A lot of people make fun of you for this.
Ooh.
My feet.
No, close.
That's true. That is true.
My hands.
Things that you have done with your hands. In
broken
your
fingers. Surgeries.
Like dropping or, you know, a ball.
Oh, fumbling.
Okay.
Hey! All right, word number two.
Wait, I'm sorry. I can't.
You can't even spell right, okay, Marcos.
Wow. I couldn't even see that because I had something blocked there.
I apologize. Oh, I may have goodness. Picked these up from the corner store. Look, I'm going to pause the timer. I'm going to pause the timer for.
Go ahead. Go.
All right. Ready? Go.
Everyone is very excited for this game coming up against.
The Canes against Notre Dame.
Yeah. Ooh, oh,
by the way, Leroy, he spelled Notre Dame N-O-T-E.
Notre Dame.
Hey, don't worry. According to him, over in England, there's going to be a word in the dictionary next year. Notre Dame.
I'm gonna restart the not restart the timer. I'm gonna resume the timer from where it's at right now. J-Fig, you got about 18 seconds left. That is not impossible. That's about 6 seconds per word if you're able to get this off. Ready? Ready, go.
This has a great jingle that comes on every certain day.
I like that.
During this specific season, I like it. Carrie Underwood, perhaps?
Well, Sunday Night Football.
No, sorry. I meant to say the other one.
Sunday Night Football.
No.
Close.
Very close.
Was it Thursday Night Football?
Oh, you're just going to skip over the most important
one? Ready? Football. Go. Yes.
Last one. We got a few seconds.
I can't see because I have like this thing that keeps coming up. Okay, sorry. Really?
Five,
okay, Aqua.
Four, three.
The
Aqua.
Dolphins.
Yes. Okay.
Boom. Now we are over time, so I will allow that point because it still doesn't result in a victory.
He got it.
I got like nine.
Yeah, but a clock stopped. You know what? All right, cool.
Clock stopped. You know. So look, we have a face off here.
Check your spelling.
Yeah. Why are you trying to hurt feelings with Taboo?
No. Look, I'm actually giving you guys an opportunity.
Like, what do you say about your fingers? What do you say? Wow.
No, I never even mentioned.
Why are we being so hurtful?
Look, see, I didn't even put your name or nothing. I don't know why J-Fig would just assume.
She said that. That was her.
He just took it off, Leroy.
Move that off the screen.
Yeah, you're blocking all of us.
Are you serious, Jennifer?
He took off the cards. Your name was actually under it beforehand.
Wow.
What you do all the time with your fingers.
No, see, I said what people make fun of you for all the time.
She did say that. She did say that. People.
Besides that, something else.
Who the hell are people?
Who are these people?
All I know is
I'm up. Literally everyone in the chat.
Look, right now, Vlad is up. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with a lightning round so we can finish off this heart-pumping edition.
Heart-pumping?
Yeah, man. We got nervous. I got nervous. I got a little bit nervous. The timer, we have to restart it. Things get crazy at Radio Taboo, especially now that we're on FM. So make sure you join us right here when we come back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are here.
Oh, do I need my?
No, she's not here. I don't know where she went.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she's at. But when she does come back, we'll do like a quick rapid fire thing. So keep it near and dear to you. But you're good for right now. For right now, we will begin saying.
So again, notice. All the names you see released are doing one of two things.
Yeah.
Either it's a quarterback and you're doing him a solid so he can get picked up, or it's guys that you wasn't going to never, like, they ain't worried about whether they get picked up by another team. All the guys that are trying to get returned to practice squads and stuff like that, they all going to be released at the same time. So that it thins out, you know, the whole process, and you might be able to get a guy back on your practice squad.
Now, we did have a lengthy discussion earlier as we piggybacked on the debate had on the Hockman and Crowder show yesterday concerning Jason Sanders' injury and how much it would affect the team. Just an update on that. Jordan Schultz reports that the Dolphins worked out kicker Eddie Pinheiro today. The 29-year-old owns an 88.1% career field goal percentage, which to me seems like it's good enough for 4 to 5 weeks. Like, obviously, you have to work a couple guys out, but that's what we were referring to in which it seems like, hey, look, just sign that guy. But you're not going to find a left tackle that easy. So with that being said, you know, obviously we'll keep our eyes open, but 4 p.m. is the deadline. A lot of cuts will be made right before that 4 p.m. deadline, like Leroy said, to kind of stash those names in a long list in case you want to bring somebody back for like practice squad, for example, or something like that. But we have a score to settle right here in Radio Taboo. Vlad has a commanding 5-4 lead. We were gracious to give J-Fig that last one, but it's because we had some time stoppage.
You know what? Put it away. You know what? I don't want the point anymore, okay? I don't want no sympathy.
All right. Look, the champion has spoken. Hey, 5-3.
Is J-Fig doing the finger thing?
I did.
She was doing the finger.
You know
was
me
doing
so well. That's
good. That is great.
If you're going to keep rubbing it in my face, I don't want it.
All right, that's fair. Look, she chooses to earn it the old-fashioned way.
And
so
don't say AO, Vlad. Next.
I'm not saying I can't say ayo to you.
I see your face.
I can't say that to you, but I'm not even thinking that.
Why are you already saying something?
No, I'm looking at Jay.
I'm watching him.
But you know what? Everybody's, you know what? I got to start changing my
change your facial expressions.
My MO. Yeah, like my I'm not even talking about that. Right, but I'm just looking. It's Jay Fig with the finger and the attitude. I'm like, when did she turn into, you know?
Always.
All right, let's go ahead and get into it. Since this is the final championship round here, we're going to cut things from 60 seconds to 30 seconds.
I'm going to just sit back and enjoy my...
Don't get too distracted, Leroy.
So far, he's
not distracted. I can't see.
He's good.
I'm good. All I need to do is hear.
I can't hear you.
Okay. All right. He is up on the mic, so... Ready, the timer is about to start.
Who's going first?
We are going, Figgy, you're going first. Actually, no, because if you don't get enough,
okay,
then this
Vlad.
Is over. So, Vlad, you go first this time.
Oh, right yeah, man. All right.
All right, so we have the timer, 30 seconds, ready, go!
Max Verstappen. International
racer, car driver, car racer.
That's good enough for me, baby. That's a point on the board. Keeping it going.
Excuse me, no, it's not.
Yes, it is. He said the word. He said F1. We just talked about him. He about to give a lot of money to his ex.
Kelsey.
No, he's about to his ex. He's paying for our lawyers.
Couple seconds.
Speed. Thank you. He said
boom! Tyreek Hill at the buzzer there. That point counts.
He didn't say it.
Yes, he did.
I didn't hear you.
He did say it.
I said Tyreek Hill.
Leroy, I'm going to need you to get closer to the microphone.
Go.
I'm on top of the mic.
No. I need you to get closer.
What do you want me to do?
All right. Can I get a third word here? Time is a waste.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you that third word.
Is that better?
No.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Ready? Vlad, you're vaguely familiar with this one. Go.
Irish talks a lot of trash. The opposite
Conor
of Vince
McGregor.
McMahon. The opposite of Vince McMahon.
Conor McGregor.
The opposite of Vince McMahon.
Did we just do this?
TKO.
I didn't know he was Irish either, by the way.
TKO.
Mm. Oh,
promoter. TKO promoter.
Oh, hey, he's failing on you.
Jesus
right now.
Christ.
I ain't gonna get it.
Whoa!
Why didn't we do this one last segment?
You know what? You know what? Conor's boss. How you gonna say Conor McGregor, but you don't know where the promoter is?
I don't.
You know what?
So
it's just time to move
forget
on.
Forget it.
You don't all know I know who, is Fury and Conor McGregor.
Who promotes Conor McGregor fights?
I don't know.
What entity?
Disney.
Forget it. Move on. Whatever. Come on. Move on.
That's it. That was the final one of the 30-second round. That
you don't know Dana White, Leroy?
Dana White
he's
was
not,
the answer.
He's not English.
I never said he was English.
Irish.
You see?
Irish.
You can't hear.
Dana, you said Irish, Vlad.
You're not thinking.
So what? Yeah, that's what I said. Irish. Okay. I didn't say English.
He's not Irish.
It doesn't matter. If that doesn't matter if he's Irish.
Hey,
Leroy.
This is ESPN and Disney all over again.
Leroy,
FYI.
How about this? Who's Conor McGregor's? Who is Conor McGregor's boss?
Oh, that's Dana White. That you threw me off when you said Irish.
It doesn't matter if I said Irish. I'm telling you a lot of words here. No, what are you talking about? I say Irish. This man is stuck on one word. Hold on. You stuck on one word. We're playing taboo, and you get stuck on one damn word? I'm giving you multiple of words. You're supposed to comprehend those words.
Okay, Irish, you lost me.
But forget Irish. Forget it.
Hey, you got to
forget it.
Wait, did he not give the assumption that Conor McGregor, like sometimes the they have their own agents, right?
Boss,
I thought you
also,
were talking about
I had
somebody
no
else.
Idea Dana White was Irish.
I don't know. I just put it that out there. I just went
he
Dana
is
White.
Irish. He is
right,
Irish.
You can't put it out there.
Oh, he is Irish. He is Irish. So then, if he is Irish, that was right. What are you talking about? You were just wrong.
Dana White's Irish.
He's Irish. Yeah. He's
so
Irish.
You're wrong. Hey. Apologize
Where
now. Apologize.
ESPN!
Apologize.
Disney!
Apologize.
Sorry. Sorry, Dana White's Irish.
But he was born in Manchester.
He was born in the New England area. He works for TKO. He is Conor McGregor's boss.
Wait.
What are we talking about?
Yeah. Wait. You saying that Dana White is Irish like saying I'm African?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, he was born in Connecticut.
So he's New England. Yeah. Most New England. Like, yeah, Dana White. They don't get no Irish than that. What are we talking about? But forget really? That. But forget the Irish, because you only stuck in on one
are
word.
Are we done here?
Yeah, we got time. Don't worry. The breaks.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just upset.
Let's move. Let's go. Terrible. Let's go, Jennifer.
Listen, that brings Vlad's total to seven. Seven, if I'm not mistaken. Correct, Vlad?
Eight. Yeah.
No, you didn't get Dana White.
No, but I got
like I
Tyreek.
I should take away some points after all of that.
I got Tyreek, and I got
give me some Odyssey points.
You had Tyreek and F1, but last time you had 5 points, right?
Oh, so it would be seven. Okay.
Yeah, seven, and J-Fig, you have 2 points.
I have 1,000 points at this point.
But there is five words left that all you could potentially make. It's going to require a hell of a sweep, a comeback that we will be talking about for ages. Ladies and gentlemen, does she have it in there? Let's find out on this round of Radio Taboo. Word number one coming to you, Leroy. Ready, go.
Oh, no. Leroy. Leroy. Leroy.
What?
You already know this one. What upsets me a lot here?
Me pulling on your hair.
Besides you, it's another person.
With Solana.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How is it that quick?
Next!
All right, that's why we're keeping it going, keeping it going, keeping it going.
What upsets Marcos, really?
Okay.
Hollywood.
Basketball?
Oh, really?
Are we going Drew Smith? Or are we going...
We're going Megan Thee Stallion's BF.
Oh, my God.
Come
Clay,
on. You're
Clay
joking.
Thompson.
Okay, Clay
Thompson, two points. Does she have it in her? 20 seconds.
Who did I say? Don't lose. I almost first. Don't lose, okay, this season. And guess what happened? Losing. Who did I send almost to hell?
Ten seconds, Leroy. 10 seconds.
Leroy. Come on, we need Leroy. Leroy. Come on. Football.
Yeah, Dana Wright ruined Leroy.
Football. Leroy!
Kansas City Chiefs.
Field goals, Leroy? Field goals?
The Dolphins.
I'm just so upset right now.
Okay.
What about
field goals? What about them?
Jason Sanders.
Thank you.
There
you
go. Hey, listen, the time is up, but I love this so much. So we're going to keep guessing right now.
No, you know what? You had Vlad yelling a lot before. I can keep going.
Man.
Let's go.
No, please.
I mean... I'm still
this is my Super Bowl right now. This news just broke.
So
Dana White is Irish.
Wait. Who just got engaged?
Who just got engaged?
Kelsey.
And
Taylor Swift.
Next.
All right.
Okay. This is a 305 aggressive man.
Dana White. Dana White's his boss.
That has a man bun.
He is Cuban
of my people.
I know. I can't think. I forgot his name. I know
Irish.
He gave somebody two.
Irish.
BMF. BMF.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking. It slipped my mind. oh my God! I see his face. I see the ponytail. I see him fighting with Stugatz on the beach. I see all that.
Okay.
I can't.
I mean, just give him the point because he knows.
No, you lost already.
Jorge Masvidal.
Jorge Masvidal.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Listen.
Dana White messed him up. Dana White ruined him.
You know what?
Yeah,
you broke him.
You
messed
did.
Him up. Okay.
Because wait. You know what? Can I just say this? This is why black folks can't play games. Because Marcos threw a random ass word in there. Irish! Right?
I said my people. I said Cuban and I said 305.
No, I know. Okay. You did it right.
Thank you so much.
Vlad threw in Irish, so I said Conor McGregor.
Okay, and then right after that, I said Conor McGregor's boss.
Yes.
So then what? Then so then what happened?
But then, but wait.
No.
We're not sure about that, right?
Yeah, you couldn't think about Irish after that.
After it was done, you know what you said? I told you he was Irish. Apologize. It wasn't even whether I got the name right.
Why are you so blindfolded? We're not doing this anymore, I think.
This is great.
I like Leroy doing the segment blindfolded.
It's pinky out drinking a Celsius.
It reminds me of how Stevie would talk to people.
Would he wear a blindfold? Thugging it out.
He's still
Let me just tell you. This is, y'all think it's easy. I challenge everybody else to put the headband on. When stuff coming at you so fast, like you forget the easiest of words. It's not that easy.
Yo, your first round, you were phenomenal.
Here's what happens. Here's what happens. Then they get mad that you don't even remember the easy stuff because you got all the hard stuff right.
But you did so great that first round.
You have to understand, Vlad, how you come about and how you explain your words is a lot different than how J-Fig, because J-Fig wants me to just remember her life.
No,
I got beef with?
That's what I'm saying.
Who do I have beef with?
Right. Who annoys the hell out of me? Right, she just, were you trying to break it down?
You got to admit, who I got beef with?
I was about to say man bun.
She go, last Tuesday, who did I almost give a two-piece to? I'm like, yeah, that's how she does it. And you try, so, like, you guys come from two different places.
I try to keep it personal, you know?
Right, so I just like, yeah, Jason Sanders.
Who did I say? Don't lose.
Now, in all fairness to us three, the moderator is terrible with some of the words that he's giving some of the people.
You misspelled Notre Dame once. Because, they never let you live it down.
Well, you misspelled Notre Dame to Notre Dame.
You can't say Notre Dame. You got to say Notre Dame. Because that's how you spelled it. Notre Dame.
He spelled it Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Wait, you got to do it to yourself. And wait,
minus one. The worst,
you know what the worst part about all that is? The worst part about all that is that you had time to write it down. Right? You wrote it down for everybody to see.
Give yourself a bum, too. How about that?
At no point in time, minus you correct one. Yourself. You just say Notre Dame.
We got budget cuts, so you know.
So the R had to go.
Slip through the cracks.
You spell it like you say it.
That was another.
And I couldn't even
rendition.
See it because. You know, if I would have saw the word, I'd have been like,
"Nah, Leroy." When I saw it, that's what
you
I
would
said.
Have left the room.
Yes.
I was like, "Wait a minute, hold on."
We got Timu game show host. He can't even spell half the word.
We got Tink Martindale.
He's not wearing. He's wearing half a shirt, so he's giving
Timu
you half the
Martindale.
Word.
We got Tink Martindale. Hold on.
I didn't realize sleeves would be that bad of a choice. Jesus.
Well, you know what I noticed? Jennifer comes in. She comes into the studio. She is hot.
I'm actually hot
first,
right
like,
now.
Fan.
Very hot
for the
right
first
now.
Hour and a half. And then she always ends up putting on a sweatshirt.
I asked her, I was like, are you cold? And
it's
she's like,
always within the last
a
hour.
Little,
of the,
a little.
The last hour of the show, it gets a little.
You start heating back up.
It's pretty cold in Notre Dame.
Wait, and can I just say this? Out of curiosity.
We couldn't say Rudy.
Wait. Out of curiosity,
yeah.
When you say Notre Dame,
yeah.
Whose first words out of their mouth is hunchback?
Oh,
like you got that on the do not disturb list.
You know, I didn't
and
even
I don't
see
think
that.
Nobody was going to disturb it.
Yeah, how you have hunchback, but you don't have Rudy?
Did you really not believe in
me? No one even knows.
How do you
school
have hunchback as a word not to say, but you don't have Rudy?
I thought Rudy went to Purdue. I don't know what the hell they talking about.
Oh, my God. Dude. Oh, my goodness.
No, Guys, I hate to break it to you. Hunchback of Notre Dame is the number one usage of Notre Dame.
The not funniest the part, the funniest part of all this is your bootleg application of the game.
Agreed.
Oh my goodness.
Get better
goodness.
Graphics, frog boy.
Like, you know, you're all lashing out on the host, but I thought it was another rousing rendition of Radio Taboo, and I look forward to running this back again and again. Our boy Tobin will return Thursday, but it is another day of Frog Boy tomorrow.
Yeah, let's just start taking the R out of every word. Let's just start taking the R out of every word.
Wait, because Marcos.
Marcos.
Vlad, Marcos has sat in that chair many a day and just sat back and watched everybody go and comment. No. You want to try that again?
I feel like if Marcos everything. Didn't hate yeah, me
this
yesterday,
dude wrote
I think
on
he
a
for
piece
sure
of paper. No today.
Yo, we're gonna start taking the R out of every word, Marcos. Marcos. We're gonna
Marcos. 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 Marcos.
Well, tomorrow on the Tobin and Leoy show, we we got Silly Sauce and much more.
Stop.
We can't even use ours anymore in this
no,
show.
No, she'll be she'll be Jennifer or Jennifer. I'll be Vladimir.
Jennifer.
Hey, that's
Vladimir.
I think it's Jennifer.
It's Jennifer?
Yeah, ours, yeah, ours Vladimir. Too much.
Jennifer.
Jeneffe. He'll be he'll be Bandon Tobin.
Bandon Tobin?
Bandon Tobin.
Oh. Love it.
Hey, yo. Hey,
dude, you know when he comes back, he is going to have, what the hell has happened?
Bandon Tobin. Hey, yo.
Well, tune in tomorrow to see what else we do right here on the Tobin and Leoy show.
Hey, yo.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.